friends. Isn't it fascinating how relationships bring us immense joy, but also profound heartache? They're a dance of emotions, yet how often do we truly, deeply, consciously invest in the relationship we have with ourselves and loved ones? That investment, that time, and that energy is the most powerful gift you could ever bestow upon yourself and those you love. As life didn't give us a manual on handling emotions and communication challenges, we also weren't taught the art of building romantic ties or how to deeply love and value ourselves. But I'm here to share more life-affirming, relationship-enhancing wisdom with you all. And now you can also find this transformational content pouring onto Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Dive into the show notes to connect with all the magic. Here's for growth, love, and endless learning. Welcome, this is Nicola Beer, and today we dive deep into the subject that is pivotal in relationships, defensiveness. It's a topic that has been whispered in the corridors of couples therapy and discussed over countless cups of tea. It's a silent relationship killer and the invisible wall that builds up between couples. But together, we're going to unravel it. So grab your favorite drink, find a comfortable spot, and let's journey together. At its core, defensiveness is a survival instinct. Picture our ancestors fending off wild beasts, protecting their families, and ensuring their lineage's survival. That primal reaction to threats remains embedded deep within us. Fast forward to today. Whilst we're not exactly warding off tigers or rhinos, this very instinct activates during emotional confrontations with our partners. So why does this happen, and how can we navigate through these turbulent emotional waters? Soon, I'm going to be sharing with you 3 keys to avoid defensive communication, and I'll also be sharing some new communication tools with you. But before I do that, let me talk about the 3 most common types of defensiveness. The first is the victim defensiveness. Then there's the blame defensiveness and the shutdown. The victim defensiveness includes saying things like, "Yes, you're always right and I'm always wrong," or, "I can't believe you're bringing this up at this time of night. I can't believe you're saying this when you know what kind of day I've had. How dare you speak to me in that tone of voice?" Can you relate to any of these? This is where you're not really listening to the person, you're turning it around and making yourself the victim so the issue doesn't get resolved. The second defensiveness is the blame. This is a way of deflecting what your partner is saying, again, not addressing the issue. And this includes also sometimes accusing them of ulterior motives. Blame sentences sound like this. "You did the same to me last month. I'm only doing this because you did that. You're just bringing this up because you've had a bad day at work. You're just mad because I didn't do that for you." If you're giving your partner those type of responses, or them to you, you're not really going to move forward, because it becomes that tit for tat. "Well, you do that." I can't tell you the amount of times when I'm working with couples, I hear that between them. "Well, you did that to me. You do that all the time." It gets you nowhere. So be really careful that you're not doing the victim defensiveness. And then the third is the shutdown defensiveness. And this is where a person says, "I'm not going to talk about it." They give the silent treatment, or they simply leave the house, leave the room. Sometimes, of course, it can feel easier for some people just to shut down. It's often a child coping mechanism that we develop when we find our parents' emotions so strong and overwhelming. Other examples of shutting down can be turning away, pretending to be busy, engaging in something to avoid talking, or that outright refusal, "I'm not talking about this." Sometimes we can convince ourselves that we're helping the relationship by avoiding an argument or challenging conversation. However, in the long run, if everything keeps getting avoided, it's the exact opposite. So if you recognize any or all of these in your relationship, it's really important to get in power communication tools. I have an online course with the 29 Empowered Communication Principles available on my website. And I also have free resources to help your connection and communication. Just go to nicolabeer.com. So now let's get into the three keys to help avoid defensive conversations. The first key is tapping into the survival system. Tapping into our survival system. Our survival system is akin to an iceberg. While we only see a small portion above the water, there's a massive structure underneath. This invisible part, our subconscious, triggers our reactions even before we're aware of them. You've heard probably many people saying, "I just see red. It just comes out." Our subconscious mind is responsible for our reactions, and these reactions are shaped by our beliefs. Often beliefs that are created from very early on in our lives. These reactions influence our perceptions about love, relationships, and our partners. These beliefs are created at this age. Maria's childhood experiences led her to believe that no one genuinely cared about her. Whenever her partner seemed even slightly uncaring, her defense mechanism skyrocketed. She withdrew. She thought to herself, "Well, if he doesn't care about me, then I'm not going to care about him." This reaction led them to, in good times, misunderstand one another, and in bad times, go through hours or even days of harsh, silent treatment, seemingly over nothing. But through introspection, Maria realized that she had this deep belief that no one really loved her or wanted her, that she wasn't really cared for. However, when we did the breakthrough together, she was able to reshape her perceptions and reactions. It's a testament to the profound impact that our subconscious beliefs have on our relationships, in fact, on all areas of our life, which builds into the second key, and that's the sacred art of taking responsibility. I love the analogy of each partner having their own backyard. Think of it as a sacred space, harboring our beliefs, responses, and even our emotional baggage. Rather than peeking over the fence to see what our partner is up to, what they perhaps need to work on or fix, we should first tend to our own backyard by acknowledging and managing our personal beliefs. When we do that, we can create a ripple effect of positive change in our relationships. That's why just working with one person in a relationship, they can make a profound change in the connection, communication, and closeness. Whenever I work with someone, I always help them to get really clear on where their deepest beliefs, fears, and doubts come from, how long they've been there, and then we learn from each one as we release it. We all have conceptions, often misconceptions, about ourselves, relationships, life, our partners, and our future. And it's so crucial to make sure that our mindset is fully supporting our goals and dreams, what we want to attract. So pay attention to your assumptions and beliefs. Assumptions create a lot of defensive reactions in couples communication. Let's say you have the belief that your partner is always grumpy and tired, or that nothing I do is ever good enough for them, or they always complain about something. If you have one of those beliefs ingrained, you're not going to listen to them. You're not going to show them empathy. You're not going to give them that interest that they need, the attention that they need. Instead, that voice comes in, you block them because you've already decided that that's the way they are. And then they'll feel your lack of interest, your lack of care to their concerns and be defensive back. So it's so important to be aware of what we say to ourselves when our partner speaks about something that they're hurt, angry, or upset about. Are you blocking them with your defensiveness, with your inner self-talk, or are you open and listening to them? If this is resonating with you, then check out the free resources on my website. It can be such a powerful tool to really enhance our communication and our connection by looking at our internal dialogue. So let's move to the third key, the gift of curiosity. Instead of reacting and defending, pause and approach situations with a dash of curiosity. Instead of jumping to our own conclusions, Let's ask open-hearted questions and genuinely listen. When Maria, that I discussed earlier, approached her partner with genuine curiosity, she found that the walls she built up weren't actually necessary. For example, instead of deciding his act of forgetting to get the boiler looked at as uncaring and not valuing her time and her health, she became curious as to why he forgot. Curiosity allowed them to discuss, and from that she found out that he had an unexpected inspection at his clinic, which made him lose sight of everything that day. He hadn't eaten, he hadn't checked his phone, and he certainly hadn't arranged the boiler man to come out. Maria previously labelled his forgetfulness or procrastination as a sign of her not being important, of him putting work or other people before her, of her not being loved and cared for. And this came, as I mentioned earlier, from childhood experiences. So through curiosity, exploring topics in a safe place, they were able to find solutions and overcome their triggers and really show love in the way that they wanted to receive love so that they could communicate easily. And even through difficult, challenging conversations, they were able to put them to bed very quickly. So in addition to those three keys that I've mentioned today, I'm also going to share some relationship communication tips. Now, you're going to listen to them and go, yeah, I know this, Nicola. And I get that. However, having a refresh is so important sometimes. It's so good to be reminded that we don't have to react on autopilot, that we can learn to reflect, to pause. So here are some communication tools for you. The first, reflect on yourself after listening to this. What beliefs do you hold about your partner? What do you say to yourself when they're talking? Why do you get defensive towards them? What do you believe? And then check, is it really true? Are you using assumptions or sweeping statements by saying they always do this or they never do that? Just reflect on yourself. Be curious without bashing yourself. And then the next one is very true to my own heart, and that's get out of self-pity. Self-pity is poisonous. And I wholly admit here that occasionally, usually around the time of the month, I can get locked into a very negative belief of everything is on me. It's all on me. And if I go down this rabbit hole, I kid you not, I can feel so low and alone. And it's all in my head. Because I know that my partner loves me, would do anything to make me happy if I asked him. Thankfully, I recognize that everything is on me is just going to bring me into a horrible place. And I say to myself, Nicola, you're choosing to do the things that you're doing. You like to get things done. You've always got things done. Why are you saying this? And if you need help, you've got lots of different people, thankfully, that you can ask for help for. So stop feeling sorry for yourself and take action. Thankfully, my dips are short. And as soon as I recognize that I'm doing it, I remind myself that I'm probably tired, need a break, and then I take some time out for me. Or I go and hug my partner, let him show me that he loves me, and I feel instantly better. So if you start to go into the self-pity cycle, get out. Take some action to look after yourself or to reconnect with your partner. If you're prone to play the victim, some people are, I urge you to get out. It's a miserable life feeling everyone in the world is against you or your partner's against you. You really deserve better. Work with someone to help you break free from that cycle. And then we've heard it 100 times, if not 1,000 times, listen actively. Easier said than done, of course, when our buttons are being pressed. But engaging in really listening is so important. Putting your emotions and judgments aside, putting your phone away. There's nothing worse than someone texting or answering a call when you're sharing something important. Or them telling you to just carry on talking while they've got the TV or music blaring. Give them your attention. And seek clarity. Clarity helps you to avoid misunderstandings, helps you to avoid assumptions. Ask them, can you give me an example? What do you mean? Clarify, and that will definitely enhance your communication. And then there's the choosing I statements. I over you. Personalize your feelings without blaming. It's so easy to say, and sometimes in the moment, it's easy to forget. But you can always correct yourself. Oh, I didn't mean to say you, and then I feel. If you do say something wrong, change it. And then lastly, pause. Pause before reacting. Allow yourself a moment of stillness. Breathe, digest the information, and also ask yourself, what are they needing right now? They're reacting like this. What do they want? Where is this coming from? When you do that, you can probably realize maybe they're feeling unseen, unheard, unappreciated. And then you can give them that and your communication will become stronger and better. Now, when I'm sharing all of these tips and tools, one of the things that I always get asked is, Nicola, but what if they're wrong? Why can't I be defensive if they're in the wrong? Do you mean that I just have to accept everything they say? I can't react? To which I always respond, no. There's a difference between standing up for yourself and retaliating, attacking, being defensive. Standing up for yourself is a way of letting people know, your partner know, your perspective. What is it that you want to convey? It's a way of expressing your viewpoint and needs, and it's done in a respectful way, a measured way, that doesn't cause offense and isn't attacking. And you respond once you've fully heard them, fully asked and understood why they're upset, or why they're hurt, or why they're angry. You really give them that gift of being listened to. Retaliation, on the other hand, is when you bite back, when you blame, when you shout, raise your voice, keeping in mind that defensiveness is often a manifestation of deep-seated misunderstandings, as well as programming from our early years of life. It can be transformed, though, once you first understand it's not a personal attack, it's an instinct or a learned behavior. That it's also common to avoid a topic we don't want to discuss. It's common to get defensive. And that it's essential we take responsibility to address our beliefs and assumptions and be curious in conversations, curious about our partners and about our own reactions. Remember, every relationship is a dance of two conscious and unconscious beings. Communication is both the glue that can bring a couple together and something that can destroy a bond. So do check out the free resources on my gift page at nicolabeer.com, and also the links will be available in the show notes. Thank you for being with me. I'll be back very soon with more wisdom. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd be so, so grateful if you would take time to subscribe, rate and review so that we can spread that love far and wide. From my heart to yours, take care. Dear listeners, today I celebrate you. You are among the few who actively nurture their love journey. It's an act of courage, an act of self-love. And if today's episode resonated with you, be a beacon for others. Subscribe, rate, and review. Let's spread this love and wisdom far and wide. Craving more? Discover the free resources at nicolabeer.com. You can also find the links to helpful gifts in the show notes. Do also join our Relationship and Wellness Facebook group. It's a haven where we uplift, support, and journey together towards richer, deeper love stories. Remember, you have the power to craft the love story you deserve. Thank you for being with me today. And until next time, keep shining and loving with all your heart.